sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw various stiras in the sugya of halva. Is it only to an ani, or is it even to an ashi? Or now we're going to continue, based again on the Torah of Rabbi Agon HaGadol, David Manzatzal, that his Torah is Isegiven Lachiyotzei Megeder HaRegil. So in the end of the previous shiur, we saw Kasha, that it says, and the Rambam brings, the Mechilta brings, Haveta Avitenu, that obligates a person to give out to loan money. Haveta Avitenu obligates a person to loan money, but the Rambam writes himself in Perek Yud Mechuzan Hasim Alach HaZayin, that there's a mitzvah to support a Jew that he doesn't fall. The highest level of tzedakah is that he doesn't fall. Which means, give him a job, make a partnership with him, or lend him money. From where? From v'chayimach. V'chazak t'boger v'soyshe v'chayimach. Oh! So what do you have to come on to Aveta Aviteru Tzachiv to give a loan? Say from v'chayimach. So it would appear that b'vadai there's a mitzvah v'chay. The only thing is you're not obligated to spend money on this. Because generally you don't have to spend money on mitzvahs mamonios. Like we see in Bava Metzia 30a, 33a, Evesaliyah b'chayavio and shelcha kodem uchol adam. You don't have to lose money for other people. Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel, you need a special love of Lo Samad Al Dam Reyecha, because if we just have the pasuk of Lav HaShevosa, that includes that you have to save somebody, you would think you don't have to spend money. So to tell you have to rent somebody, you have to hire somebody, you have to spend money, you need Samad Al Dam Reyecha, you don't have to spend money on someone else. Beis Yosef, Yerodeh, Shem Lamed Vob, Shem Ramban, quoting a lot of places. That if a person only wants, if a person is doing a mitzvah, everybody's obligated to do, like healing, and he only wants to do it with money, so he's allowed to. He's allowed to demand money. So you don't have to lose money for your friend. Except me, did Mitzvah Tzedakah. But here we're not talking about Mitzvah Tzedakah. Mitzvah Tzedakah is a Shir Chomesh. V'lo kein b'halva, as the Abbas Chesed speaks about. As ein chiv lahafsid mamonu mishum atavis chaveru. Umemela, it's not shaykh to have a mitzvah on halva. How do you lose money for your friend? However, the Pnei Yeshua asks in Bava Metzia 71a, and what it says in the Pasuk, that you have to be makdim lending a Jew before a Nachri, even though the Nachri you would lend beribis, I why you chayev shelcha kodem, just like an Aveda, your Aveda comes first. You don't have to lose your Aveda for your friend's Aveda, like we quoted before from Bava Metzia 30 and 33. So here also, why should I lose my money? I can lend to the guy, I can get 7% interest. Why should I lend to the Jew when I'm getting zero interest? I ain't shem in the Pnei Yoshua and the Shara Mishpat. What's Pshat? Sim Tzariches. How can you say that the Goy comes first? That a Jew comes first? I'm going to lose the Goy's ribbis. So the Pnei Yoshua writes, I ain't shem, that by Aveda ain't a mitzvah mishum hefseid mamon chaveroi. That by Aveda the mitzvah is because your friend's money's going to get lost. And there, yours comes first. But here, there's a mitzvah l'achiyoso, mi mitzvah staka. There, we don't say your mitzvah's first. You don't say shalokoy, your money's first. Shalokoy them. That here, when it comes to l'achiyoso, and mitzvah staka, we say that you have to lend the Jew first, even though it means you're losing your money. But that doesn't seem to shtim with Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel that we quoted, Sanhedrin 73. But even La Vedas Gufo, which is an enemy of Hachioso, you don't have to lose money for that. So the Pnei Yoshua wanted to say, oh, to save a life, you have to lose money. We see from Sanhedrin not like that. You need a special pasuk of Samuel Damre Yecha to tell you. So make it tasty that I have to lose money to benefit my friend, to help my friend, even if it's Lachioso. Lachein Irakach. Shebemet lo rak. Not only when the goy is in front of us is there a nidon of shelo kodem mishum ribis, right? That when there's a goy here, so then who's going to be first? The goy, who you get ribis from, or the Jew? You don't get ribis from. Shegam beloze, even without the goy in front of us, kesef is value. Money has value. and giving it to somebody else is losing the value of the money. Like when you give your friend your animal to use, or your house to use, this is value. If you're just letting him use it for free, you're losing out on that value. ועל זה נאמר במצוות עשה של הלוואה שלא לחשוב ההלוואה כהפסד ממון כיוון שתחזור אליו. That's the mitzvah of halvah. The mitzvah of halvah is don't think that halvah is a loss of money. You know why? Because the money's coming back. The money's coming back. ואומנם, if there's chashash that he's not going to pay you back, then there's no mitzvah to lend him. I'm b'sefer abbas chesed. And because of this, it's not enough to have a pasuk of a chai to be mechai v'otzas mama. Unless we have a gilui from somewhere else. V'chai can't teach you otzas mama. There's no otzas mama for your friend unless it's stuck. Otherwise, you don't spend money on your friend's mitzvahs to help your friend. No, you don't have to lose your money. Torah chasam amonim shal yisrael. So v'chai imach is not going to be a chi of money. We see by kibud aveim. Mishalov, we paskin Mishalov. There's no chiyuv otzas mamon, and therefore it must be that the pasuk of Avei Ta'avitenu has to teach us lehedya that there's a chiyuv halva from b'chai imach, just giving your friend chiyus. Chori, not like the Pnei Yoshua, just giving your friend chiyus is not going to obligate you in a monetary spending money and a monetary spending. Usually people spend money. What else do you spend? Time, I guess. In any event, v'chei imach is not going to obligate you. You don't have to spend money for your friend. Havei ta'avitenu says you're chayiv. Oh, there you have an open chiyuv halva. And only after we see that he's chayiv mitzad v'havei ta'avitenu, and it's not considered otzos mamon. Why is it not considered otzos mamon? Coming back to you. This kesef, this shavius is coming back to you. Then the Rambam can say, you know what? There's also a chiv mitzad v'chei achicha, v'chei imach. That your brother should live with you. To be mechai your brother. Then the Rambam can say, the Rambam taka said, there's a mitzvah of halva. But the mitzvah of halva, v'chei imach, only comes after you have avei ta'avitenu. So, v'chei imach also includes that as well, in addition to the other things. That's like giving him a malacha or a shutfus, giving him a job, making a partnership. But that's only after the pasuk of Avei Ta'avitenu. And the mitzvah said of halva, that's in this parsha. For en for the kasha, v'ruchem v'shul perla. Who asks on the she'iltis that the she'iltis says that the chi of halva is from the pasuk of v'chei imach. The chazakta boger v'toshe v'chei imach. So that's the pasuk. And so it's said about a zara that by mummer, since there's no pasuk of a chayach chaymach that he's not your brother, there's no mitzvah esay lahavos abaribis. So it's mashma that the mitzvah esay of halvah, since a mummer, there's no chayach chaymach, he's not your brother, he's a mummer, he's an apostate. There's no mitzvah to lend the money without ribis. So the mitzvah that ribis is your brother. So it's mashma that the mitzvah of halva is from v'chai achicha. To give a halva without ribis, that's from v'chai achicha, not from another pasuk v'chai achichima. Same idea. So that's the makor. The only problem is that in the sugya, in Bava Metzia, we darsh in this pasuk linyan achzaras ribis, or that chayecha koldman. That's what you get from a chayech yichiyamach, but not a chiyuv halva. That's the kasha richam fishel perla. Ma pitom the chiyuv halva is from a chayech yichiyamach. Like we see in the Shiltas in Tosef of the Zara, Recheimach, we see elsewhere, when this pasuk is used in Bava Metzia to teach you have to give back ribis or that chayecha koldman. But where do you get a chiyuv halva from here? It's marich ayin gam b'zeh behemak sheila, the Shiltas. But based on what we said, b'vadai. The makor is the mechilta. The mechilta says, Havei Tavitenu. And the Shiltas is telling us that after the gilui of the pasuk of Havei Tavitenu, then now it's included in Vechei Achicha. Because there's no hefsei for the malve. And that's why it brings it from Vechei Achicha, because what does Vechei Achicha tell us? There's no loss. Because you only have to do a mitzvah for your friend when there's going to be no loss. So first we see from Avei Tavitenu that there's b'chalal mitzvah. Because what do you have to give him your money for? Money is value. So once we have the gili from Avei Tavitenu that there's a mitzvah to loan, so then on that the Shiltas and Tosaf HaRazor say, okay, so now it's V'chei Achicha, you have to hold up your friend, make sure he doesn't fall, give him a loan. That's included in giving him a loan. And that's how the Rambam paskins. That's the Rambam that we spoke about in the Perek Yud Milchus Manasanim, Alach HaZayim. Vechazakta bo ger v'tol she v'chei imach. And again, the Shiltas also brings, and Tosef HaRazor also, it's about supporting your brother, it's about holding him up, making sure he doesn't fall. Give him a loan so that he doesn't fall. But you only get there after you have the pasuk in Avei Tavitenu. It starts with the mechilta, and then these rishonim quote the other pasuk to tell you. But that's the gether. The gether is hold him up. That there's a mitzvah of halva to hold him up that he doesn't fall. And Tosis was correct in Avodah Zarah. When they say that if you don't hold chai, you also don't hold as a mitzvah say of halva. Because once you have the mitzvah say, the gether is in the chiyuv of a chai, of holding him up. And if you're not chayiv in v'chai, then there's no chiyuv at all of halva. Minchas chinuch, mitzvah samach vav, is done on the Rambam. Perek Yud. Who says that it's a mitzvah of halva from a ger toshev v'chayimach. So there should be a mitzvah also for a ger toshev. About him it also says v'chay. You have to give him life. Whereas the Rambam here, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, that the mitzvah is only for a Jew. Why not for a ger toshev? But based on what we said, very pashut. B'chai is only said about a mitzvah when there's no monetary loss. Just by Yisrael, we have a chiddush that it's not considered losing money. And if it's not considered losing money, so Mamela we say b'chai. But that's only a chiddush that it's Gabbai Yisrael. I mean, you can look at it both ways. You could say he is losing money because in the meantime he doesn't have the money. You could say he's not losing the money because he's getting it back. So by Yisrael, we say he's not losing the money because we have a gilui that he's chayav in this halva, so it must be he's not losing money. And therefore, b'chai, he has to give the other guy life. He has to support him, make sure he doesn't fall. But by Ger Toshav, where we don't have this chiddush, that it's not considered Hotzas Mamon, so we say that you're not chayiv in a Ger Toshav, because it is considered Hotzas Mamon, for rent for the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. You can only say it's not Hotzas Mamon if you have a gilui from elsewhere. And we have a Veit Tavitan, we're only talking about a Jew, a full-fledged Jew. So Mamela, when it comes to Ger Toshav, not a full-fledged Jew. So we consider that Hotzas Mamon, you're not chayiv anymore. V'chei achicha only works, only comes into play after you have the Aveit Avitenu. Achshav nira shelfi ma she'amarnu arei nitchadsha b'mitzvat aseh shel halva shnei chidushim. We have two chidushim. We have one chidush, there's a chiyuv halva in order to support your friend. Make sure he doesn't fall. And number two, we have a chiddush that it's not considered otzas mamon. Netinat mamon lepiron no chashiv hefsed mamon. If it's coming back to you, it's not considered a loss. So you can say that the Rambam says that the chiyuv mitzvah sasei is only ba'ani, like it says in the pasuk. Im kesef tal ve'esami, esani imach. Isn't about the first chiddush that there's a mitzvah lahachzik biyad re'eu. Rak legabei hakama shelan hasheni, shenetchadesh b'parasha. שלא נחשב הפסד ממון. זה לא נאמר אלא כלפי עני ולא כלפי עשיר. וממילא, מחמת זה אין חיוב בעשיר, שלא חייב להפסיד ממון להחזקת חברו. So as far as holding somebody up, making sure he doesn't fall, so that would apply equally to an ani and to an ashir. And now that the pasuk says only an ani, that's the gabbai the second chiddush, that it's not considered a monetary loss. That was only said klape the yani, v'lo klape ashir. And mimele, because of this, there's no chiv in the ashir. Because you don't have to lose money. You don't have to lose money to be machzik your friend. So if you don't have to lose money to be machzik your friend, there's no chiv in an ashir. And that's all when you don't want to lend money, but doesn't want to lend the money. He wants to hold on to the money. So we say to him, the usher came around and you don't want to lend him? Okay, you don't have to lose money for your friend. There's no chiyuv. But let's say anyway is losing money. Because the ani is the fun of and the ani wants a halva. Ashuv en kan afresh ben ani la'ashir. Because now anyways, there's no difference between the ani and the ashir. Because anyways, losing the money. So what is the difference between Ani and Ashir? For an Ani, you have to lose money? You have to give the money? For Achzakas Chavero, for an Ani? And for an Ashir, you don't have to give the money. You don't have to give money for your friend, for you to help your friend. You don't have to give money. Stuck a yes, but otherwise no. So if it's just an usher coming in front of you, you say, it's very nice, but I'm not obligated to spend money on you. This is considered hefsed mammon. And the pasuk says that it's not hefsed mammon klapei the ani, not klapei the usher. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. That's not considered hefsed mammon klapei the ani. But klapei the usher, yes, and that's why the pasuk says dafka ani you have to lend. Because you don't have to lose money for the usher. But let's say you're going to lose the money anyway, because an ani and an asher come before you, and you have to give the ani. So anyway, the money's going out of your pocket. So if anyway the money's going out of your pocket, then just give it to the asher, because there's a mitzvah to lend an asher. There's only not a mitzvah to lend an asher because you're not chayav to lose money for the asher, and it's considered a loss of money. But if anyway you're losing the money because you're giving it to the ani, for him it's not considered a loss. But anyway you're spending the money, so you can just as well now give it to the usher. Ah. So on that comes the sugin brought from Mitzia that we quoted in the first year, and says that if you have an ani and an usher, an ani comes first. And this is not a stira to the Rambam. We said it's a stira to the Rambam. We said it's a steer to the Rambam, because the Rambam says there is no chiyuv b'ashir. The Rambam says only chiyuv b'ani. But how can the Rambam say it's only chiyuv b'ani if the Gemara says if the ani and asher comes before you, give the ani first? If you give the ani first, it means obviously a chiyuv for the asher. Otherwise, you don't have to say to give the ani first. You don't even chayv the asher. No! According to what we're saying, it's dafka when they both come in front of you, there's a chiyuv the asher. Normally, it's not a chiyuv to give the asher. Normally, the Rambam is right, you don't have to give the asher. But the Gemara of Mitzia, when it says that an Ani and an Usher come before you, you give the Ani first, because now you are have to give the Usher, since the Ani came before you, and that means you're going to have to be spending the money. So you're not losing the money when you give to the Usher, because anyway the money is going. It'll have to go on the Ani. So if anyway it has to go, that means that now there is a Mitzvah to give to the Usher, because only not a Mitzvah if you're going to lose. But here you're not losing, because it's going anyway. So if it's going anyway, maybe give the Ashir first. On that, the Gemara says, no. Ani is called him Lashir. But let's say there is no Ani, just an Ashir. There, the Rambam is correct. There's no mitzvah at all to give the Ashir. The Gemara only discusses Ani and Ashir coming together because there's only a Chiv to give the Ashir if there's going to be no loss. And when an Ani and Ashir come before him, there's no loss. So you might think to give the Ashir first. Come on, Shimon, you give the Ani first. So that's stage two of our journey. And Amir Tzashem, we have a lot more to say. So may God just give us life, Amir Tzashem, and hopefully we will continue in the next year, and we will see continuing the flows, Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.